Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production and co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. You're on time. Nicely done. We got fun things lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with our great friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing good here. Blue skies, complete blue skies. Not a cloud out there right Woo. Now. It's going to stay this way for the rest of summer, right?
I wish, right?
Yeah. I was just trying to make the job easy for you, Brittany. Sorry.
I wish. No, today, though, is just going to be absolutely fantastic. I mean, feeling more like a late fall day with this crisp, cool breeze that's pushing in. Also taking away any sense of humidity that won't be returning until next week. So we get to sit pretty and comfortable. Winds will be gusting up to about 20 miles per hour out of the northwest, and highs today staying in the low 70s. Low 70s.
Wow.
Woo!
Take it.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. And honestly, no rain. Finally, I don't have any rain in the forecast until Saturday.
Nice.
We can listen to some Blind Melon today. That's perfect. That's great. Yeah. Fantastic, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll get people ready for Thursday tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Malone joining us every morning right in this time slot. Mm-hmm. Melissa and Seth and I got a lot to do this morning. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. It's National Hot Dog Day, so we got to talk about that a little bit as well. We'll get into it and get ready to call up everybody because I want to know what your favorite type of hot dog is, your favorite hot dog condiment. It's summer. Let's celebrate the hot dog.
Hot dog.
What's a subtle sign that someone is very intelligent? We'll get into that one. And the 10 least common jobs in America. We've also got coming up for you the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends from Quality Plus Printing.
Very good.
Looking forward to that. Dive into some entertainment news. Lenny Kravitz took a call during his press conference or his concert recently. Oh. And it was an interesting call. I would have taken it too. I would have definitely taken it too. We're going to revisit the lady who sang the national anthem. Her response to that, get into that a little bit as well. And we got some other fun stuff for you in the 9 o'clock hour. And an important story in the 9 o'clock hour, one that affects every single one of us that I don't hear anybody talking about.
Ooh.
I have not heard one. I waited till Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
It came up over the weekend.
Okay.
I was hoping we would hear something. I was hoping I'd be wrong. I did not hear one thing about this. It involves our economy.
Hmm.
It involves something that literally affects every single American, every single person in this country.
Wow.
And nobody seems to be talking about
it.
Yeah. So we'll get into that a little bit later.
Interesting.
That's my 5 o'clock news version of something in your house can kill you. Find out at 10. Wait, what? What? I got to wait 5 hours. They all used to drive us crazy when we were young.
Something in your house can kill you in the next 5 minutes.
My mother would look at the TV and give it a look that I felt like she only reserved for me when I messed up.
You and the news guy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I want to start right here because there's something that I, as I get older and I still have this this rebellious heart in me that wants to push back on things and fight different stuff and different moments. And obviously, as you get older, you get a little bit smarter, hopefully, and choose your battles wisely.
There you go.
Oh, this isn't something worth rebelling against. This person doesn't even know who I am, or other things that mean more to you. And so I feel like this story combines those kind of worlds together. Mischief reigns in a small Canadian community after a kidnapping left a man's garden vacant of 10 ceramic garden gnomes that resided there.
Oh, wow. Swiping garden gnomes? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Kelly Blair, a resident of British Columbia, woke up on a late June morning to discover his garden gnomes had been stolen from his yard.
Oh, no.
Blair was distressed as he had also lost a canoe several weeks back and now figured his neighborhood was no longer safe.
He had
enjoyed the gnomes' company for years and would miss their weathered, beaten-down faces. Then, on July 3rd, about a month later, not really a couple weeks, a knock was heard on the back door. Opening, Blair beheld a mysterious old woman standing stock still, holding out an envelope addressed to the homeowner. Admitting she could answer none of Blair's questions, he opened the envelope to discover a paper silhouette of a gnome with the words, "Gnome Restoration Society," written down the middle. The woman remained tight-lipped, led Blair to the back of her truck, where arranged neatly in boxes, he saw all of his gnomes smiling back at him from behind fresh coats of paint. Quote, "The gnomes are home," said Blair to the black press. It just totally made my day. The messenger said the folks want to remain anonymous, and apart from that, she had no information to give Blair, who said he was amazed at the exquisite detail and pristine restoration these mischief makers undertook on behalf of his garden gnomes.
How about that?
The detail is quite incredible, he says. There are pictures of before and after, and it looks professional.
Wow.
It looks professional to me, to the naked eye at least.
Right.
I am not a garden gnome enthusiast. I don't know that much about these. But from what I could tell, that looks pretty cool. Blair said he would like to thank all of those involved in the gnome restoration project. Thank you so much for this random act of kindness.
Even though he probably could have done without the, you know, the horror of, you know, having him stolen in the first place. It's like, okay.
Shout out to Andy Corbley for the great reporting on this one. Go to goodnewsnetwork.org to find out more information.
Wow.
You are Blair in this situation. How do you react? Before, after, you know?
Wow.
I'm curious. Melissa, do you have any thoughts
actually,
on this one?
I'm more curious about the group of people that are doing this. Like,
me too.
What did they decide? Like, oh, let's get together. Hey, you know, we ran out of ceramic things to paint, and man, are they expensive. Let's just steal them out of people's yards, paint them, and put them back.
I'm so with you on this, Melissa, 100%. Blair, wish him well. I think it's cool and all.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad he's happy about it.
Yeah.
Really.
And I'm a little surprised that the police weren't involved, because this could involve not a false police report, but a police report that you would have to go and, you know,
if you had reported they were stolen, right?
Yeah. So none of that came up, and I read another article on this story and didn't see anything about that either. So a couple of parts. I want to be in the room when this Gnome Restoration Society formed. I really, really do. Because, yes, restoring gnomes, that seems really cool. Hey, lots of people in our neighborhood have gnomes. This seems great. But to do it so mischievously, because you want to remain anonymous.
Okay,
and I get that. But is this the most mischievous Canadian story you've ever heard? This is such a Canadian story. This is so doing something mischievous, but with an apology.
Yeah, right.
it's perfect. It couldn't be better.
That's there's a couple questions though that I have that they didn't quite address in here. So he lost his gnomes. Did he just not want to go out and get more?
Oh yeah,
he just wanted because it was not they weren't the same or something like that. He maybe because it was a month. It said so. That's kind of a long
but
time.
They're not cheap.
Nah, I guess
and
not. So
he it said in the story that he had enjoyed their weathered smiles and faces, and so maybe he had a personal connection with these particular
maybe he did.
Gnomes.
Yeah.
Boy, that would be my luck. Is that I would pick a house where the people, like those gnomes, were like they were ancient, and they're like they're that way for a reason, and then I go and I paint them all up and everything. It seems like something I would do. I don't know. I love this story. It goes hand in hand with another one that I wanted to bring up because it little similar. We go to the States for this one. When a Michigan man went for a routine walk to his mailbox to collect unwanted supermarket papers and public publicity, he discovered to his surprise he had some uninvited guests. Two wooden dolls sitting on a miniature couch in the back of the box with a note between them that read, "We've decided to live here, Mary and Shelley."
That's cute.
Don Powell first thought, as he told news outlets, the dolls had been placed there by mistake, but a quick and befuddled interrogation of the neighbors in the cul-de-sac, including one named Shelley, turned up nothing. A psychologist by training and president of a company that organizes corporate wellness retreats, Powell is all about a pick-me-up, and when he moved into his current home 5 years ago, he and his wife Nancy ordered a custom mailbox that would mirror their house with ample windows and solar-powered light bulbs that would illuminate the mailbox after dark.
Oh, cool.
Evidently, some tricksters believed in a perfect place for a doll to make their home. Powell at first disagreed and ordered Mary and Shelley's eviction right into the garbage can. But a change of heart saw him put the dolls back to see what would happen next. And he was right to wait. The tricksters returned, bringing a dog, rug, and a four-poster bed for Mary and Shelley to sleep in.
Oh, wow.
By now, Paul was enamored with the game and went on Nextdoor, a sort of Facebook exclusively for people who live on one street. I've never heard of that before.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
He's really enjoyed this with he said that he's going to keep it up at least till Halloween and then Christmas time because he's hoping that they
decorate.
Yeah. I'm going to show Seth a picture of the house.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of cool.
Wow.
I mean, it's really detailed.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Little wrapped packages under the tree. Oh my goodness.
A nice little Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Everything. It looks great. I love the dog. I like the little dog.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
that. That's pretty great. This is great. I think these stories are good. And it does, to me, again, with that rebellious mischief heart, I feel like this would get some of that out of my system doing something like this.
Some harmless pranks.
But I know at the same time, I feel like I would mess this up. I just feel like I would do something
somehow,
like this.
Somehow, James. The police would be involved.
Yeah, somehow. Absolutely. Absolutely. Somehow. I would be caught in the middle of this, and I would be charged with messing with a person's mailbox something. Like, no, I was just trying to do something nice. Yeah, right, mail off. Yeah, we know your resume. No, I've changed. I don't know. I don't know. I do like this. I also, I don't promote this necessarily, because I do think that a million things can go wrong.
Yeah.
It could all
It's got to be a good situation. Right.
But man, we could use more good stories. This.
Still, I'm still trying to wrap my head around. It's kind of weird to have a mailbox as a replica of your house.
Does seem a little
weird.
I've
seen that before.
I know. I have seen it a couple of times.
Especially
it seems
barns.
Weird to me. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just a little strange.
It is. It is.
A barn-shaped mailbox, too.
I like those. I love the individual-style mailboxes. I always wonder, God, man, how much did that cost? I'm a little curious about that part of it, but I do think it's kind of cool, the more individual mailboxes. I do like that. And this is one of the biggest mailboxes I've ever seen. So it does have room. It's not going to interfere with his mail or anything. If I was him, I would almost have a new like a mailbox just for mail right next to it.
Exactly.
Just a standard old mailbox and everything. I wouldn't want to mess with this one. We're going to come back, do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you on Mornings at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that wonderful menu, those amazing people, and that wonderful atmosphere over there.
And don't forget about the pie.
Oh,
there's pie.
There's pie. Don't forget that. We got the head of the pie council over here. We want to make sure to mention that.
Never forget.
I did also want to mention, for those that don't follow along on El Cafe's Facebook page, encourage you to do so. They keep you up to date on their menu and different things going on. They will be closed tomorrow, everybody, so keep that in mind. And if you know anybody that likes to regular El Cafe or might be planning to go there tomorrow, let them give them a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that the doors will be closed tomorrow, but we'll be looking forward to them opening back up real soon. Head on over to El Cafe today and get your fix and enjoy and wish them a good morning from all
Absolutely.
Of us. Absolutely. We have a great list of birthdays and anniversaries today. And while we've got four of them to celebrate on our qualifying list, we want more. Get them more of them. More, mm-hmm. more.
I always
more.
Want more.
I've let the audience know this a number of times. The only reason we do celebrity birthdays is to fill the segment.
Exactly.
I'd rather fill it with your birthdays, everybody.
That's right.
Get us more of them. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailev@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. And, of course, call up.
715-424-2600.
Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, call up and join us, everybody. So I need a 1-4. Seth, give me a 1-4 here.
Let's go with 4 today, I guess.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, though, somebody who cannot win but is a winner, I will say. A very happy birthday to my youngest, Isabel Rain Maloff.
Oh, happy birthday, Izzy.
Wishing her a very, very happy birthday. Isabel is one of the most creative people I know and sweetest people I know, genuinely, like a genuine heart. Her and I share a heart. Our hearts think alike. And she is one of the most important things in the universe to me. She's the last kid I'll have. And there's something about that. There's something about, and I was telling her this morning, you know, you're always your kids, you're always your parents' baby when it comes to that. You can keep getting older, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You are always going to be that little girl that loved the color on me. She liked my tattoos, and she always wanted to add to them.
Oh.
So she would draw on nice. Me and stuff. Isabel had one of the most. Her brother was creative as well. JC was much more structured with it. Mm. Izzy, everything was a palette. Everything. Mm. It's not just the walls and everything. She wouldn't just draw on them. It was always like something. She loves cows, and she draws like farm animals a lot and everything. It's an incredible mind and a beautiful heart. And I wish you the best of days, honey. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy your day, Raindrop. We move on to our qualifiers list before I start tearing up. Because I'm just thinking about her being born and everything.
Sentimental fool.
Yeah, I really am, man. I really am. We want to wish a happy birthday to a good friend of the station and of ours, Jade Johnson.
Happy birthday, Jade.
Happy birthday, Jade.
Jade is an old high school friend of mine. Her and her husband, Jason, put a lot into this community, and we appreciate them for that. And friends of the show, too. We always send a shout-out to them. Enjoy your day, Jade.
Wait, Jade and Jason Johnson?
Yep.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No.
High school sweethearts, too.
Oh, wow. Cool, is that?
Good story. Mm-hmm. They're great. Happy birthday to Tammy Johnson. Not related, I believe.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
I'm pretty sure. Tammy, wishing you a great day. Enjoy your day, mm-hmm. Tammy. And we have a wish happy birthday to Rick Lau.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Wishing you the best of days, sir.
Yes, indeed.
And our qualifier today, celebrating their anniversary, Harold and Helen Fuller.
Harold and Helen. Oh, no.
We got a couple of these, yeah.
My alliteration is not very good today.
Harold.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary year two. You are our qualifiers today.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. We take a look at our celebrity list, and Billie Lord is 32. She is Carrie Fisher's daughter, Debbie Reynolds' granddaughter, and Leia's communications officer, Lieutenant Connix, in the new Star Wars trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool to get to see them work together,
mm-hmm.
especially considering we lost Carrie and everything.
Right.
I don't believe that I believe that's the only time that they did get a chance to work together, and that's pretty cool.
And I think, if I remember correctly, for when they did the... the stand, you know, after Carrie had passed away and they wanted to still use Princess Leia, I believe Billy was the stand-in.
That's right.
For all of those scenes.
Yeah,
she was the one that did the action sound. So, yeah.
She, by just a glance, I don't think you notice the relation, but if you look, and especially if you see them next to each other, and it's uncanny.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big fan of Carrie Fisher as an actress. I mm-hmm. thought that she was a very good actress that didn't get a chance to do half the work that she could have done. She did a cameo on 30 Rock that'll show you that, like her range and everything. Mm-hmm. Billy may have more opportunities than she did. She's already shown that she has range. I saw her first on American Horror Story, and she blew me away. And I'm like, I got to follow who this person is. I got to pay attention to this person's career. And then I'm doing a deep dive on her and find out, oh, she's related. She's Carrie Fisher's daughter? I didn't know. She didn't promote that. She didn't celebrate that or anything. She really made her bones on her own name and on her own talent. Mm-hmm. She's a great actress. Let's see here. Luke Bryant is 48. Play It Again, Drunk on You, Crash My Party, country star. Let's see here. Alex Winter is 59.
Wow.
Bill S. Preston Esquire. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, Bill and Ted Movie, all of that. He was also Marco in The Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Had a small part in that. Alex Winter, interesting guy.
He has been mostly, the reason you don't see him acting much is because he's a filmmaker. And he's made a lot of like experimental films and sort of things like that. Took a very interesting turn in his career mm-hmm. after, you know, the success of Bill and Ted and everything like that. But no, he's an interesting guy.
Him and Keanu Reeves still very close. It's mm-hmm. part of the reason they did that latest Bill and Ted movie, is they were hanging out and talking about it, and they came up with a story together and stuff, and Alex really got behind it, and mm-hmm. they're like, yeah, let's do it. And I think that's kind of cool that they're still close. Angela Merkel is 70 today, the first female chancellor of Germany and one of the toughest people on the planet. Do not mess with that woman.
She was chancellor for a very long time.
Very long, yeah. She stayed in the
office for a while.
And really impressive to see not only what she was able to do, but getting that position in Germany. Mm-hmm. That is impressive. An impressive woman. David Hasselhoff is 72.
Speaking of Germany.
Right. Yep. Perfect tie-in. Yeah. Huge in Germany. Still huge in Germany. Like, still to this day, even with younger generations that grew up on their parents' music and a lot of David Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a TV star as well. While David Hasselhoff has been shredded and you know, kind of ripped apart and everything.
Poked fun of a lot, yeah.
Yeah. You can't change the fact that the man had hits in multiple decades on TV, and that is not easy to do.
Man, mm-hmm. we forget Baywatch was like the biggest show on television.
It was gigantic.
For several years all over the world, man.
And
crazy.
And I think the most impressive thing to me about that is when that kind of thing happens and it's not a syndicated show, it's not on, oh, this is on Fox, oh, this is on ABC. Yeah. It wasn't one of those shows. It was a freer show, a freelance kind of show, and still became as big as it was.
And it had two spin-offs.
Yes, it did.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Baywatch Hawaiian Wedding and Baywatch Nights.
Baywatch Nights.
Terry Geezer Butler is 75. Amazing bassist for Black Sabbath. Got to see him live.
Wait a minute. His nickname is Geezer. And it's like, I know he got that when he was young. So it's like, oh, you old geezer. I love the idea that he's had it. And now he is a geezer.
Yeah, yeah. It fits.
He made it.
A fantastic bass player. Fantastic. And then some people no longer with us, like a gentleman we just lost, Donald Sutherland, who would have been 89 today, just passed away just recently. And such a magnificent actor. Of course, father of Keith Sutherland. And there are so many great performances of Donald Sutherland's career. I'm still seeing people, even though it was a couple weeks ago, still seeing people posting things. Oh, I forgot he was in this. Or, oh, I didn't know he did this.
And he worked well. I mean, he was working almost right up to the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He never wanted to stop, which is interesting.
To me, that's the dream, to be able to, that's one of the things I love about acting. I don't have to retire if I never want to. Right. I can act as long as I can be able to work, do anything.
Yep.
Val Kilmer is a good example of this, where he can't speak and was able to act in the Top Gun movie, some of that. And then the extreme examples of Donald Sutherland up to his last days, or Anthony Quinn, one of my all-time favorite actors, doing that right to his last moments. I don't know. To me, that's the dream. Phyllis Delicious Diller, born on this day in 1917, passed away in 2012. Never been another like her, never will be another.
Fang!
Oh, so good. So good.
Love her stuff.
Amazing. The amazing Vincent Gagliardi, born on this day in 1928, passed away in 1976. Amazing jazz pianist, one of the best pianists you'll ever hear. And, of course, did the Peanuts music.
Yes.
One of my
iconic. He just made this little soundtrack for this little Christmas special on TV, and it just exploded, man. It was great.
Linus and Lucy is seriously one of my top 10 favorite songs.
Yeah, it's good.
It really is.
It's classic.
One of those ones that just, I hear it and I immediately smile. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. And Joe Cool is a great song. Listen to B.B. King do it. There is a version I bought that back when CDs I bought of like a collection of famous artists doing his songs, Vince Gagliardi songs. Mm-hmm. And there's B.B. King doing Joe Cool. It's only like 2 minutes, but man, is it awesome. It's so good, you guys. It's so good.
There's a surprising one that was from one of the later Peanuts specials called Little Birdie that has become a standard in jazz circles. Everyone sings it, and it's a classic little, it's fun. It, just because it talks about Woodstock, you know? It's
like,
little birdie, why do you fly upside down?
It's a great song. It really is. And then one of the most versatile actors of all time, James Cagney, would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1899, passed away in 1986. This is the man that went from Angels with Dirty Faces and White Heat to Yankee Doodle Dandy. The range that this guy had, coming from a vaudeville family, it might not be that surprising, but you go ahead right now and name actors. You know, we've got a lot more of this now, but back then it was so much harder to do. If you were popular at this, we're not letting you do anything else. This is your job now.
Right.
If you're Boris Karloff, you're a monster the rest of your career. At the very most, we'll let you play a villain that doesn't have to wear makeup, but that's your career
now. Right. Yep.
James Cagney was so good at what he did, he was able to push through that type and to the point where casting directors like, I gotta cast him. He is Yankee Doodle Dandy. Regardless of if we see him as a... Up until that point, all anybody saw him was as a gangster, really.
Right.
And here he goes and just completely changes his career and his legacy from one role. Mm-hmm. And boy, what a role. What a performance. I don't know how well, I couldn't say the last time I watched the whole movie, but I've watched clips of his almost every year on his birthday. And I do it chronologically. Mm-hmm. And I love starting with Angels with Dirty Faces. I like White Heat. I like going through this. And then I wrap up with Yankee Doodle Dandy. And it's just impressive to me. It's an artist working. It's true art when you see him act.
I would recommend. Go ahead, Melissa.
I was just going to say, also a fantastic dancer.
Yes, he was. He didn't do it a lot, but you're right. Yankee Doodle Dandy is a great example of his dancing, and he had a specific way of dancing too, which is really interesting. I was going to say one of the movies I'm going to recommend, I think it was from the 30s, called City for Conquest.
Oh, good.
Where he plays a boxer. Yep. And he has a brother who's a very talented musician. It's kind of melodramatic and all that stuff, but his performance is amazing because he ends up, because of boxing, he ends up losing his eyesight.
Yeah.
And it's a really, towards the end, it's really interesting how he plays it, and it's really good. So, yeah, it's a fun movie.
There are nothing short of great performances mm-hmm. from James Cagney. He did all that at 5'5".
Yep.
Did all that at 5'5", man. Just an impressive human being. We wish a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Mm-hmm. To Jade and Tammy and to Rick, happy birthday to all of you.
Happy birthday.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Harold and Helen Fuller.
Harold and Helen.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I finally got it out.
and happy birthday, Isabel. I will talk with you later. Mm-hmm. We'll get to our news break. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
We hear you're leaving, that's okay.
Every bumper is going to be Steely Dan from now on. Every bumper. We appreciate you joining us and putting up with me, everybody. Melissa and Seth are here, though, so that makes it, kind of evens it out. We're going to be joined by Phil Hartley also. He'll be joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Coming up next Wednesday, I believe, the 24th, we're going to have some of the gang from Home Depot in to talk with them. We'll talk with Phil about that in a little bit.
Nice.
And it's National Hot Dog Day, and you can celebrate by creating something unique. A recent poll showed that most people have relatively classic tastes when it comes to toppings. 73% of Americans like mustard on hot dogs, 62% like ketchup, then onions, relish, and chili all got at least 50%.
Nice.
But today, Ballpark brand hot dogs is celebrating freedom of expression by challenging hot dog lovers to post their unique hot dog toppings mashups for a chance to win $2,500.
Wow.
It's a weird amount to give away.
That is a weird amount. Why? Anyway.
Plus, not only the $250, but the ultimate backyard cookout you will also win.
Ooh, okay. That makes it a little different.
Yeah. To enter, post your hot dog topping combos on TikTok using hashtag hot dog hot takes.
It's not bad.
That's not bad. And tagging Ballpark brand. The videos have to be at least 60 seconds or less, and the contest runs through August 17th.
Oh, wow.
People are pretty hardcore about what you can put on a pizza, but when it comes to hot dogs, people are very open-minded. 96% of Americans say that people should be free to put whatever condiments they want on hot dogs. You hear that, Chicago? I'm talking to you, Chicago.
I don't know. They're pretty hardcore about it over in the UK, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, wow. 82% say that there's no wrong way to dress a dog, and 41% enjoy non-traditional condiments like barbecue sauce, ranch dressing, sriracha, and, quote, savory jam.
Okay.
To get you going, if you want to get in on this and everything, we've got some crazy hot dog toppings that I just kind of pulled up here and everything, like Doritos, pulled pork, barbecue sauce, and bacon, all on one hot dog.
Oh, actually,
that's a lot.
That's got to be a pretty big dog, otherwise it's going to be drowned in the toppings. That sounds good though, actually. To be truthful, I thought it sounds pretty good.
Got a fried egg, guacamole, and a garlic aioli on there.
Oh,
how about caramel popcorn?
Oh, that's new. That's different. Oh. Okay, caramel popcorn. How does it stand there?
Celery and blue cheese.
A hot dog?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if it's a spicy hot dog.
Cheese, marinara, basil, and pepperoni.
So, some of these things I'm worried, all I'm thinking about is how do you structurally make these?
Yeah.
Like, right. So you can, like, fit them on the, and still fit it in your mouth. I mean.
They work with the Bloody Mary people.
I was going to say that. Giant Bloody Marys with chicken on
with them. With a chicken dinner on the side.
It really does feel like that, right? It does, Melissa. It does. It feels exactly like that. It really does. We are joined every Wednesday by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting us our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. Great. Pretty good.
Doing good over here.
About hot dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I just got back to homeland of Maine a few days ago, right? I spent almost a week out there with my family, visiting my family.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons I go back to Maine is a thing called a red snapper. Hmm. Now, have you ever heard of that?
No.
So red snapper is a type of hot dog that has a red casing to it, and the casing is... It snaps if you break the hot dog in half. You know, you can hear the noise.
Oh, okay.
And I know a lot of people are seafood lovers, and I'm not one of them. I'm some things are not a lot, you know.
Wow, how do they do they let you back into Maine?
I know.
Jeez.
That's why I came to Wisconsin. I came to the cows.
Right. I'm looking at these, Phil. They look amazing.
Is red snappers. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main things I go back. And there's usually a couple food stands in my hometown, you know, on the food trucks or whatever that sells do those during the summertime, and sure enough, we took a party of about 30 of my family and emptied out this guy about $300 worth of red snappers.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome, man.
They're freaking awesome.
They
have flavor to them, and I don't know what's in them, of course. It's like any good hot dog, but
right, but nor do you want to.
No, but they're amazing. Yeah, and I must have had at least three, I think, because I don't. Once again, it's only something I get every couple of years when I go home. So
cool.
What'd you put on top of them, though?
The red snapper, one of the better hot dogs in the nation.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you heard Melissa there, but Phil, but what do you put on that?
Boy, you can do anything. I know they're doing chili dogs with them. They were doing just a normal hot dog fare.
Okay. Yeah, very cool. Phil, I'm glad you're back. We're happy to have you back with us and everything, and I'm glad that you guys had a great trip. I'm curious, I wanted to mention to the audience a conversation we were having before about next Wednesday and bringing on some of the Home Depot team.
Yeah, so awesome. So they're the hero of the month. We're going to honor them here, coming up with a social media, and the City Times is going to put a little article on it, and of course we want to bring them in to you guys. And yeah, so next Wednesday, I'm still... cross my fingers, but it looks good that Tim Halverson, who's kind of the head of the group of Team Depot over there, is going to come with me, and at least him, and be on the air to explain kind of what they do. And basically, again, they help veterans out with projects around their houses that need being done. And what a great way to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
absolutely. Team,
about 10 of them that volunteer their time, and they have a Home Depot has a foundation that helps fund their projects with the materials needed. So it's a great cause, and they've done some great works. I know that he talked about doing a wheelchair ramp just last week.
Yeah.
For a vet. So I'm happy to have Tim come in and explain a little bit about what they do, and I was very happy to have them nominated. I thought it was a great nomination for our Hero of the Month.
Yeah, we can't wait to talk with them more about that, spread the word about what they're doing, and we appreciate you giving us the avenue to do that, Phil, and of course, WAM Inc. giving us the opportunity to do that. Tell everybody how this happened, what WAM Inc. is offering, and how we're looking for hometown heroes.
Sure. So WAM, you know, when we came up with WAM Inc., I thought, WAM, well, it's pretty cool, make it a superhero theme, and then I wanted to find a way, well, how can we get back? How can we use this to do good things? And so the idea came up of having a hero of the month, a local, preliminary local person anyway, or people in this case, like with Team Depot, that do good things that just make life a little bit better for people out there. And, you can call them a hero, but, you know, just a good cause, good person that does something good for you. Please let us know. We're still looking for more always. We never will stop looking for some. If you can give us some, and we pick one out a month, and we honor them, and then give them a little publicity, but also give them a free, really cool T-shirt to wear around proudly, showing them to being the hero of the month, and and hopefully people ask them why and they can explain good things.
Yeah, put a couple sentences together and email our friends at Quality Plus, Wham Inc., or us right here at the station. We'll make sure Phil gets it. We're looking forward to celebrating more hometown heroes. And very much looking forward to our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, Phil. We have made the audience wait long enough. What is our word for today?
The Wicked Awesome Word for today, fulgent. F-U-F-G-E-N-T.
Hmm.
Oh. It means dazzlingly bright, radiant. Radiant, just like the sunshine out there today, man.
Yeah. Nice.
I see a little sentence they use for an example. It's like fall colors, right? And the trees are fulgent.
Okay, makes sense. Fulgent.
I feel like I don't know if I've heard that word before.
I don't think I have.
That's a really cool word. I like that one.
It wasn't one I've heard used before, too. So now we got a new word to add to our vernacular.
Yep. Yes. Keep it in your back pocket. Just toss it out there. Make yourself look smart. You know?
Especially on a day like this, you can use that word a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful out there, like you said, Phil.
I'm going to walk in the next room and tell McKenna, you look fulgent today.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go look it up and hope that I was good.
You're right. I like it. That's nice. A nice one. Phil, I real quick, before we let you go, what are some of the projects you guys are working on right now over at Quality Plus Printing?
Well, you know, something really cool. I heard you guys, I was able to listen to you guys a little bit today when I was out doing some deliveries here. And El Cafe, he's a great person, Fidel. Mm-hmm. Not only great food, but just great people. But we do printing for him, his menus, his tabletop menus and signage and anything for him, and he's a great partner for us, and so we're working on some projects for him today as well, and so that's really cool. Mid-State Technical College has a continuing education catalog that they just sent to us that we print out for them too, so that'll keep us busy today as well. So a lot of good local businesses we're proud to partner with, you know.
Yeah, and
busy, so keep it coming. And
excellent,
it's growing too. We keep getting orders, so keep them coming. I got a new thing I got to show you too when I come over next week.
Ooh,
right on. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to having you in studio next week with some of the team from Home Depot, Phil. We appreciate what you guys do in the community. We're going to give you guys even more business and send more people your way. Okay, man.
No, you bet. Just, same here. I can't recommend you guys enough, and I appreciate you. So thank you.
All right.
Have a great one, Phil. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
All right, take care, you guys.
You too.
Thanks, Phil.
Always appreciate our time with Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open till 4. Stop on by, say hi. Give them a call if you'd like at 423-744-0, 423-7440. And be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to not only keep up to date what they are doing over there, but plenty of other interesting stuff that they are up to. Make sure to support those that support us. Buy local, support our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa, Seth, and I will be back with more fun. We're going to come back, and how can you tell what's a subtle sign that someone is very intelligent? Maybe they're a radio show host.
Their name's Seth.
Yeah, that may be. Or their name's Melissa. That's where I go with.
Plead the fifth.
Nicely done. We'll be back with more show on The Morning Show at WFHR. I told you. I'm kidding. We're not doing that. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. James, Seth, Melissa, all with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Kicking off in the 9 o'clock hour, getting some entertainment news. A little bit later in the show, we're going to touch on some other fun stuff. The states with the biggest sweet tooth. We've got that one for you. And I got to cover this story that I do not hear anybody else covering that touches all of our lives. We will get into that a little bit later. But right now, everyone knows someone who likes to boast about how they know how they know everything, which is usually not an indication of actual brain power.
Right.
We all know people who believe they are the smartest person in the room and have to make sure. What's that?
Know-it-alls?
Yes. It's a perfect way to put it. Know-it-alls. Yeah.
Oh, failed. Melissa, jeez.
But there is a list online of subtle signs that someone is very intelligent. And here are some of the highlights. When they can admit a mistake and they know they don't know everything. Mm-hmm. Number one, I refuse, and not refuse, I can't respect anybody. I can't believe or look at anybody with a straight eye that doesn't do this, period. Like, I don't care who they are. If it was my own father, I'd feel that way. Mm-hmm. Every single human being makes mistakes.
Yep.
Especially people in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
And those in the public eye that cannot admit they make mistakes are showing their hand right away. This is a person not only can you not trust, but you cannot rely on.
Right.
They are not reliable. They will look for other people to fall for them every single time, and they will never take the fall.
And they're not that smart.
And they're not that smart.
It really is true.
And they probably don't deserve the positions that they're in or could be in.
Mm-hmm.
When they're very good at problem solving, they always approach the problem from the right angle, even if it's something they have no experience with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good at problem solving shows the complexity of your, you know, ability to think of all mm-hmm. different parts of a problem.
That's right.
My dad can struggle with his intelligence sometimes, and it's one of the things that I confirm to him all the time of why I think he's very intelligent. And it's a big part of that is his problem solving. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best problem solvers I've ever been around.
That's the thing, yeah.
And he does this thing where he takes the emotion out of it. And just looks at how this can best be solved
mm-hmm.
and what is best for everybody. He does this great kind of balance of it that he's done my whole life. He's very good at it.
It's a good method.
Mm-hmm.
When being taught to do something new, they care just as much about why it should be done a certain way as they do about what needs to be done.
Mm.
Wow, is that good?
That is a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
When they feel challenged by new things, not threatened.
Ah.
Beware of the people that are afraid of change. Beware of the people that are afraid of the future.
Right, because we all know things are going to change. We all know things are going to be different.
Yeah.
So why not just accept the fact that things are going to be different and things are going to change?
And if you haven't done so already, look into memory and how we remember things and how we romanticize things. Every single brain on the planet does this.
Mm-hmm.
It's science. There's no getting around it. You may think you remember something perfectly, but you don't. It's
mm-hmm.
just the way our brains work. We're constantly trying to take in new memories every second of the day.
Right.
Some of that gets shuffled out, and some of it doesn't get, you know, categorized right.
Yep. And this is how nostalgia can actually be quite dangerous.
Yeah.
Because the actual definition of nostalgia is going having feelings about a thing that you cannot get back to.
Yeah.
It's actually, nostalgia is not a happy thing. It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
And if you allow that to, you know, to fester and everything like that, it can lead to some really not so good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I always cringe at, boy, it was better back in the old days. Like, for who?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Because it might have been okay for you,
great.
But 80% of the country, it wasn't. Or vice versa, even.
Yeah.
You know, that's part
remember
of
remember when we all died from polio? That was great.
People have a tendency to focus on the good memories only,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not think about the negatives.
Yeah. When they can understand someone's opposite view without having to agree with it or get angry over it, or when they can, quote, hold two opposing ideas in their head at the same time.
Wow.
Cognitive dissonance.
There you go. Boy.
You can chew gum and walk at the same time.
There you go. I mean, it can be done. It can be done. Mm-hmm.
Understanding the nuances of something enough to be able to debate it either side of it is one of the greatest signs of intelligence to me. And the ability to do this, it truly is in the top three things
right.
I think of when I think of an intelligent human being.
And I think a lot of people confuse understanding with agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. But you can, I mean, exactly what we're talking about right here is that, yeah, you can understand both of them. And like you said, you maybe even could make an argument for the side, but doesn't mean you have to agree. You're agreeing with it. You're probably agreeing with one or the other anyway.
Yeah.
But you can still understand them both.
Right.
When they ask a lot of questions and they aren't worried about being perceived as dumb or not knowing, you know, not being intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
I think the smartest people I've ever known have no concern if they are perceived as intelligent or not.
Because they don't really care
yeah,
if anyone views them that way or not.
Yeah. When they can adapt to their communication style, vocabulary, tone, and content to fit the situation and the people they are talking to.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
good communicator, yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that. when they're able to explain something complicated in simple or more readily understood terms.
I love people like that.
The Bill Nyes of the world, the Neil deGrasse Tysons.
The great science explainers,
Just as examples, I think, are pretty good.
Teachers in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well
you
said.
You were so right.
When they're observant and listen more than they talk.
Yeah. You got two ears and one mouth for a reason.
I love that saying.
So good. So good. I love to add to that. We have our shoulders next to our ears for a reason. Be a good listener for people.
Yeah, there you go.
Be a shoulder for people.
Mm-hmm.
When they're observant and listen more than they talk. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, when they have a giant head. Just a big brain. Just a big old brain on them.
Man, your head is big. You must be smart.
You've got to be. I mean, you've got that big brain. Now, I wonder, though, if you do have a big head, if you feel like, well, am I supposed to be intelligent?
Exactly.
Do you worry about that?
It's a lot of pressure.
Am I not good enough?
It feels like a lot of pressure. You're right. It does. It really does. We've got a jam-packed hour coming up for you. We're looking forward to diving into. Before we get to there, I did want to mention a little bit later today at 4 o'clock, be sure to join us for Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. In part one, we're going to welcome in our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zach, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. One of the things Zach and I will be talking about is the city's kickoff of the Downtown Master Plan project.
Mm, very cool.
Looking for feedback on this one from our community. They already have their opinions. They want yours. They want your takes. They want your feelings on this one. And boy, I cannot express enough how much they mean this. If you want change, if you want things to happen in your community, you got to talk. Got to speak up.
You do.
And you've got a community that embraces that and that listens to that and that wants that. Encourage you to go to wirapids.org/downtownmasterplan to find out more. If you just go to the city's website, you'll be able to find it from there pretty well. And you can get in touch with our friends over there, communitydevelopment@wirapids.org, communitydevelopment@wirapids.org. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. We are...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.